Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Years ago, many, many years ago, back in 1972, I was sitting at my desk at about 4:30 in the morning at the headquarters of the Commander-in-Chief of the United States Pacific Fleet, arranging the information that had come in over the last 24 hours into a logical order so that we could prepare a briefing for the Admiral and his staff, which would take place later that morning. Among the papers I found on my desk was a document entitled Operation Majority, and it was not the entire paperwork involving this operation, but was merely a synopsis of the operation and projects contained under it. One of these projects was called Project Red Light. The purpose, according to this document, was to back engineer captured extraterrestrial technology for adaptation into the United States space program. Now, I have since come to believe that the extraterrestrial portion of all of this is nonsense, but that the technology is real, is real. I believe that many of us were shown these documents over the years so that later we would talk about it. I mean, how can you keep the existence of extraterrestrials, if they were real, a secret? And how could anyone keep quiet knowing that they had seen documentation, official government documents labeled top secret, that expressed that these extraterrestrials were real and had visited this Earth? I wanted to know just how true all of this was, and I began a program of research to find out if extraterrestrials were real. The first thing I did was collect every bit of documentation that I could find, both from the Freedom of Information Act, from the research of others, from books that had been printed on the subject of UFOs, and of course through my network of friends in the intelligence community. What I discovered was amazing. What I discovered, ladies and gentlemen, is that there has been a plan in existence since about 1917, and probably before that, to create an artificial extraterrestrial threat to this Earth in order to create a one-world totalitarian socialist government. One of the first documents that I found in my search was this one, the Imperial Japanese Mission 1917, a record of the reception throughout the United States of the special mission headed by Viscount Ishii. And when the Imperial Japanese Mission was in New York City, they had a dinner, and some pretty famous people spoke at this dinner. One of them was John Dewey. John Dewey is the father of our failing, disastrous public education system. Here's what he said. Listen very carefully. John Dewey, professor of philosophy in Columbia University, who was the next speaker, was listened to with great intentness. He said, quote, "Someone remarked that the best way to unite all the nations on this globe would be an attack from some other planet. In the face of such an alien enemy, people would respond with a sense of their unity of interest and purpose." Unquote. Now, bear in mind, folks, that's 1917. One of the next documents that I found, and I found quite a few, but one that's pretty important, is called a report from Iron Mountain, the probability and desirability of permanent peace. Now, I encourage you to find this book wherever you can find it. I don't know where you can get it, but find it. Page 66. Credibility, in fact, lies at the heart of the problem of developing a political substitute for war. This is where the space race proposals, in many ways so well suited as economic substitutes for war, fall short. The most ambitious and unrealistic space project cannot of itself generate a believable external menace.
All right, this little 10-minute clip, we only played 4 minutes of it, is being posted under the live show feed at Infowars.com. Willie Cooper was dead on this subject. I would go watch the full thing if you'd like and share it at Infowars.com. All right, perfect day. This is planned weeks ago. We had a big event last night in town. Jay Dyer is in studio of Jay's Analysis. Perfect guest, very scholarly. Talk about what looks like the rollout or the testing of a Project Bluebeam hysteria.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all this great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, this is a perfect day to have the great Jay Dyer, good friend of mine, known him for more than a decade, here in studio with us. Jay'sAnalysis.com, author, TV presenter, also comedian, known for deep analysis of Hollywood, geopolitics, and culture. His graduate work focused on psychological warfare and film, and he is the author of many books, Esoteric Hollywood 1 and 2, the co-creator and co-host of the television show Hollywood Decoded. He's been featured on countless programs, jaysanalysis.com and YouTube, Jay Dyer. And, you know, Jay, we've talked a lot about different crises they could use. Henry Kissinger talked about it, using an alien invasion. You've talked just in recent shows, because you host Fridays in the fourth hour normally, of my show, but also follow your regular work, that's one of the cards they have in their hand. Not just a viral release or a war or a cyber attack, but an outside threat. Hollywood, it's all been hyping it. And now they have the head of NORAD, and they have all these other generals and admirals saying, oh, could be aliens, when they already knew it was balloons, and they said they were. Then they start a press briefing about an hour ago we played a clip of, where Pierre the Clown comes out with John Kirby and says, this is not aliens attacking, knowing that a lot of the public won't believe them because they're such liars and think it is aliens. That's my gestalt view on it. So I want to get into this. I want to talk about it all with you. And at the bottom of the hour, I want to talk about the most common question I get. Who runs the New World Order? What's at the top of the food chain? Is it the Vatican or the Masons or Israel or devil worshippers or pedophiles or, reptoids, all this other stuff? What's the real hidden hand? And I'm not saying those groups are bad other than the Satanists, folks. What I'm saying is people like to fixate on one group, but to me, I see it being more of a philosophy of the occult, meaning hidden and of the control. And the second most asked question, I know you get it a lot too, if the enemy's so evil and they don't want their plans exposed, why are we allowed to live? So we'll ask some of those questions, percolate on that. It's great to have you. You'll be with us 15 minutes the next hour. The great Gerald Celente will be taking over. He doesn't mind if we commandeer a bit of the time. He understands that happens occasionally. But first off, it's good to have you here. And I'm going to try to shut up for the 7.5 minutes till we go to break. What would you like to dive into first?
Right. So easiest answer to who runs things is, of course, the people who create these global steering committees, the Bilderberg World Economic Forum. As you know, World Economic Forum is a offshoot of Bilderberg, sort of the frontispiece of that. And we saw recently that, you know, Klaus, I think back in 2016, they put out a video and it had eight things to expect in the near future. One of those things was the discovery of alien life. So they're actually preparing us for, which I think is a psyop. I mean, there could be, you know, things that we don't know about in the universe, obviously, but it fits in perfectly because both the people who are in charge, who are running things, who are calling the shots, they also have said you need to expect the discovery of alien life. And when I go back into the 1960s, the 1950s, Brookings Institute in the 1960s put out a white paper that said that the discovery of alien life would be a direct attack on the incarnation and the doctrines of Christianity. It would be an undoing of the whole Christian philosophy of history, as well as any other Western biblically based religion. They would all undo because this would be an attack on their fundamental theology. And that would be for the purpose of religious engineering. That's a real ideological technique of attack that they have. You go back to the 1950s and the CIA had a plan called the Doctrinal Warfare Program, headed up by a guy named C.D. Jackson, which was about controlling the Vatican, controlling other religions, steering them into a religious manipulation. So to make basically these churches and these groups into NGOs, soft power, to become something for a future religion, a future globalist religion.
A fusion. Talk about their own admissions. A fusion with Christ at the head. The Antichrist, clearly the Bible says what we're seeing it happen, doesn't come out and say, I'm a devil worshiper with red horns. He says, I am the Christ, but he has a new doctrine.
Exactly. It's a new doctrine more amenable to a synthesis of all the world religions. For example, the C.D. Jackson, if I recall, he consulted on one of the first big alien movies, The Day the Earth Stood Still, back in the 1950s. And this feature, this character, Klaatu, is a carpenter from space. He comes to Earth, and he says, all the nations need to disarm, get rid of your arms.
And guys, we rolled that in the first hour. He didn't know we'd do it. Roll the Day the Earth Stood Still. Start over.
Yeah, so Klaatu, this alien from space, who is a Christ figure. He's a replacement Christ. He's an alien entity who's a carpenter. And he wants to create a new world religion based around disarmament and peace. And the aliens basically say, if you don't disarm and create a world government, then we're going to destroy you. There's actually a meme that has gone around where you have the UN creating this Project Blue Meme, sort of alien scenario. And, oh, by the way, you guys should form a world religion. Because
now there's an outside force making us do it.
And that's part of PSYOPs, too, have an outside force in the 1950s and 60s. They also tied this into episodes of The Twilight Zone, where they would have an episode about communists, and they had an episode about alien invasions, and that was consulted on by the DOD to prepare people for just a generic external threat. But in the mind of the population, this is part of PSYOPs, they don't really see a difference because you're hearing on the one hand aliens, you're hearing on the other hand the foreign threat of Russia and China. It all mixes into the mind of the public to just create an atmosphere of fear. So it's a PSYOP, obviously, to me. Now, I'm not saying that there's not, you know, foreign espionage and subversion. That does go on. But to tie it into this alien mythos is a big part of where they want to go. And they will have an announcement of alien life. Klaus has assured us of this.
And we see the Illuminati religion and the Star Child being explained to us by one of their top people, who, of course, put out so many of the big books being filmed today, not just Childhood's End, but 2001 Space Odyssey, Arthur C. Clarke, where they explain that they're going to basically bring back this incarnation, this Lucifer, that is going to save us. And it's the same mythos over and over again.
Right. Yeah, Clark was in the circles of Aleister Crowley, part of this idea of a new aeon, right? Crowley was an occultist, a Satanist. He was actually British intelligence. He was MI5 as an asset. And in the circles of Arthur C. Clarke, they had this idea of Childhood's End, where this Karelin figure, right, comes as an alien savior from beyond, you know, Jupiter. And he shows up to give everybody new technology, new scientific discoveries, health discoveries, right? And so for many years, they actually do give real healing capabilities. And then it turns into a thing where he says, oh, I want your children, by the way. Give me your children. And so what they do is the earthlings offer up their firstborn children to this Karelin alien entity. And then they nuke Earth. So it's a depopulation event, just like Arthur C. Clarke.
But it's a good thing they did.
It's a great thing, yeah, because it's necessary for the evolution of the species. So it's a directed evolution. Give us your firstborn. We'll experiment on them and turn them into X-Men super beings. And then we'll get rid of the rest of you because you're the old humanity.
Continue.
So, again, this is we've seen the Vatican intimating this as well with this new liberal pope. They're saying, oh, we need to warm up to the idea of alien life. Maybe there are aliens. Maybe there are entities that exist beyond, you know, the outer sphere. In 2001, this is what Kubrick's telling us about, because you have the Bowman figure sort of going outside of space and time, right? He goes into the beyond. He transcends death. And then Star Child is born, a new child of the new aeon, the aeon of the child, according to Crowley. And then Earth has to be depopulated and blown up in that narrative, too. It's not in the movies, but in Clark's version of it, mm-hmm. They do nuke Earth.
That's right in the book. And what's important to understand is, not only was he obviously a pedo, that's on record, folks, but he moved to a country so he could do that in the middle of the Pacific. and you know, it's a whole other ball of wax. But people say, oh, well, that's just science fiction. Well, it was all saying the same thing, and they would admit that that was actually their plan for Earth.
Absolutely, yeah, and it always fits into a depopulation narrative, right? You go back to the 1990s, Disney had a big campaign running. They had a whole documentary that they created about the promotion of alien life. It was something that was kind of on the down low. They had conferences. They had rides that they put forth out in Disneyland around the alien, Ridley Scott version of Alien, which is weird because I don't know why kids would want to be on a ride with xenomorphs. But the purpose of this was to promote the idea of the coming discovery of alien life. And so this just goes on and on and on. Hollywood has always been doing this. I had a whole chapter, 80 pages in my first book about how H.G. Wells, all these figures were promoting alien life for the purpose of world governance, for the purpose of the New World Order. That's all it is to serve that. There is a deeper sort of satanic Luciferian agenda, absolutely. But the main purpose of it is to corral the nations through social engineering into this global governance. Reagan did a whole thing at the UN about it. We will discover alien life.
And now it's all coming true as they tell us we're taking your children. This is the way it all is. It's actually happening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the rise of the Antichrist world government systems we were warned of. It's all happening right now. We'll be right back with Jay Dyer in the studio.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show. With us into the next hour, I've got Jay Dyer in studio. Great author, amazing researcher. He just goes right into their own books, their own writings. What's incredible is they admit to 95% of what they're doing. And then when we talk about it, they go, oh, that's a conspiracy theory when they're writing these books and these white papers. So you've got a lot to cover. I'm going to try to let you go where you want. You wanted to get back into the fake alien invasion. Looks to me like they're beta testing Bluebeam right now. We had a lot of intel officers, a lot of evidence they were preparing it, documents that have come out, their public statements, but it looks to me like this is the perfect time with World War III looming and all this going on, a new global currency coming in. This will be the time to begin to roll out Bluebeam that I don't think happens with some big invasion. It happens, as callers said, with an archaeological find and something they find on Mars, and then more and more of the ships seen during the day just to create the crescendo. And then, do you agree with that, and where do you think it goes?
Yeah, I mean, we think about a lot of these movies and that these movies seed the ideas that they want to push and that they want to, you know, have as the backdrop to this new religion that they want to bring about. Think about, you know, you talked a lot about Prometheus. You know, in Prometheus, you have panspermia as this idea that the aliens seeded us here. We're a genetic experiment. Nowadays, I guess it's transpermia, given what's going on in culture, right? I mean, you can look at Shyamalan Ding Dong's movie Signs. If you look at Signs, he actually presents them in Signs as demonic, amazingly, right? So they're more or less demonic creatures when the entities are hit by water, which is a kind of a baptism, right? They disappear, they're gone. I think Shyamalan's telling us that the real motivation behind this is something demonic.
It's like a Wicked Witch.
It is, yeah. I mean, so many of these alien movies actually kind of give you this clue that it's religious engineering, and that's the key that I want to hit on. Because if you think about the creation story in Genesis, right, they're giving us a different version, an alternate version, which a lot of the elite do believe in, which is this idea that humans are the creation of alien entities. And we even see figures like Richard Dawkins, right? Richard Dawkins is supposed to be the scion of materialism, evolution, science. But now he says you're the product of evolutionary experimentation from alien science.
And now we're simply taking control ourselves.
Yeah, exactly, right?
And you all need to die. I was underneath Windsor Castle. We were doing some experiments with children.
Noah Harari, the future is not human.
Yeah, and what did Klaus and Yuval Harari say, right? They say that consciousness doesn't exist, free will doesn't exist, but they're going to upload your consciousness to a computer. Now, that makes me think of 3001, because if you follow through the series of Arthur C. Clarke's plan that the elite have, by the time of 3001, it's actually a merger between humanity and tech, and we transcend bodily limitations, and we become these transhumanist gods, or at least they do, right? That's actually what's in 3001. So the whole trilogy is transcending bodily existence, uniting with our alien creators, which are actually just AI from the future, right? And becoming bodiless and living basically in a server farm in space is what the whole story has. And he actually says it's Lucifer. He says that it's Lucifer that is guiding this in that series.
And it's a repeat over and over again in the entire culture of this.
Yeah, it's a cyclical view of history where there's no beginning per se, other than that the aliens put us here, I guess. And then they tweak and manipulate our DNA. But then we find out when we read the elite, they speak of themselves as the alien engineers, literally, right? Bertrand Russell, he says that we are the scientific priest class that has the right and the authority to tweak and experiment on mankind because they call it, quote, directed evolution. We were just watching the recent X-Men movie, X-Men, the New Mutants, and I didn't have much expectation for it, but we watched it because they put a lot of this in the Marvel movies, they put a lot of this in the pop culture, and in that story, they're actually experimenting on gifted children, and putting them under trauma and pressure, trauma-based mind control, to direct the evolution through external stimuli and environmental pressures.
And so MKUltra is good, they're telling us, but, oh, most of the people die in the experiments
right.
in this whole system, or Deadpool or any of it. That's why they're giving us this mRNA injection. We have to get used to that because some of us, it makes us better.
Yeah, the World Economic Forum had a video that's still going around. They try to pull a lot of these where they had a woman on there saying, oh yes, the RNA, the DNA stabbies, they actually do change not just your DNA, but your offspring. So it's a genetic experiment. She calls it that. That was before the coup. Okay, so this video that's from the World Economic Forum going around before any of the COVID stuff, she says, this is an experiment. It's an experiment. We are being experimented on. Jonas Salk in his book, Survival of the Wisest, and his book, Unfolding, Man Unfolding, the father of mass inoculation, says that we're going to have to do experimentation on a mass scale, and we'll do it through experimenting on zygotes, pregnant women, et cetera, through the stabbies.
And he joked, and so did his attaché or his minion in famous interviews, that, well, yeah, there was cancer viruses in the polio shot, but there's too many people anyways.
Yeah, openly, again, talking about this, there's interviews with the people from Merck and these other big pharma groups saying that, there's nothing wrong with it because there's nothing wrong, right? The priest class has the right and the authority to put these environmental pressures.
But when you don't want to follow them, you're the ultimate criminal.
You're the bad person.
So they have a system, but you don't have access to it. You're an animal, but they're not.
Right. And we know they have, you know, special vaccines. They have special things that the public obviously doesn't have access to. Again, this is why they sell the transhumanism and all this stuff. They sell it as, this is going to be great for everybody. Let us just, the wounded warriors, let's heal the soldiers. No, that's only by their admission for the elite.
Yeah, they're guinea pigging on us. So why wouldn't they, though, bring out an mRNA system that worked and actually helped people? Why would they hurt us right away? I mean, I have my reasons for it. It corrupts the system. They can track who will work with them. But why would they, out of the gates, give us something that hurts us instead of giving us something good and then seducing us?
Well, the last few years were, many have said, a test run, an experiment, a live exercise. I think somebody even used that phrase. It might have been Mike Pompeo, right? We're living in the midst of a live exercise for the future situations, right? Didn't Bill Gates just have a catastrophic contagion? Right? That was the new exercise. Oh, we need to have to run catastrophic contagion because the next thing that comes out is going to be really going to reduce the numbers. You've got to get the numbers down, right? So they're telling us, signifying what they're going to do, not just through the exercises, but also through the pop culture. That's why the predictive program.
It's like, you're not going to have meat anymore, or any of that, and we're going to kill the old people. Why do they need to tell us? What's the metaphysical rule where they tell us what they're going to do to us?
It's like you said, it's lesser magic. For so many years, you pointed this out, that it's a kind of a psyop technique on one level, but it's also kind of a gaslighting technique, a mind F on another level, right? You will eat the bugs. We will change our DNA. We will penetrate the cabinets. We will penetrate your cabinets, right? They come out and say it so that when it happens, we're kind of in a catatonic state. We're discombobulated. We don't know what's going on. That's why they do it. It's a psyop technique.
Because they know if they bring out something that's totally new and oppressive, immediately we might gel together and say no. But if the mind's already been programmed through culture and media and everything about it, then somehow it's comforting. You've almost made a friend of the evil.
Yeah, you're conditioned to it. You are prepared for it. The mind has this technique where it will process this stuff, store it, you know, in sort of your subconscious, even if it's something that you heard or saw in fiction many years ago. And so you're already conditioned to it. You see it happen. Oh, wow, that's cool. Right?
Because when you saw the aliens eating people and forced injections, you were eating popcorn and hamburgers at the movie. So it felt like it was a good event, almost like you were part of the whole bad guy thing, like they're cheering at natural born killers. But then when it really happens to you, your brain doesn't think it's a threat, doesn't fight back, so you succumb.
Yeah, you go back to the old Invasion of the Body Snatchers. You go watch V from the 1980s, the TV miniseries. And in V, the alien saviors come down. It's kind of like Childhood's End. And they offer vaccination. They want to vaccinate everybody in the 1980s.
Which is erasing your immune system.
Exactly.
We're going to come right back and finish up on the whole alien invasion and segue into who really runs the New World Order, what's their end game, and all these other topics you've got. We've got 45 minutes left. When we come back from break with Jay Dyer in studio, then Carol Salente takes over, and then Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central, InfoWars.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So, 2 years ago, Greg Reese put out a powerful report at InfoWars.com and banned off any one of our great researchers and reporters on the incoming blue beam fake alien invasion. He got a new report out that's going live as we speak at InfoWars.com. Warning, the fake alien invasion threat is real. We'll be getting to that next hour. Got headlines like this. Here's why mysterious flying objects are suddenly popping up all over the place, according to the military command that's been shooting them down. And they just say, oh, China's suddenly doing this. No, they admit they didn't tell Trump when China was doing it. It's Chinese. It's not alien. So, again, they're using this suddenly to make us think there's this big threat. Jay Dyer, continue.
Yeah, so this is, you know, you create a giant trauma, create a giant fear in the and the confusion. A lot of things get displaced and forgotten. Obviously, the story of the Nord Stream issue and the West, the CIA being behind that, that was actually an old plan from the 1980s that under the Reagan administration, the CIA had for blowing up Soviet pipelines. I think they just repurposed that. Then we have Cy Hirsch's analysis, which I think somebody was joking the other day, like, who didn't think? Right, that the West was behind this. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Like, Biden and Victoria Nuland bragged about it.
They're the only ones, right? So it's like they're the only two people in the that didn't think that it was the West, right? But there's a distraction element, which is part of this. But we have to be aware that it's not just distraction. There's also part of religious engineering, part of steering us into this longer goal, which, as you pointed out many times, right? Remember, Klaus said that. We are going to change who you are. We're not going to just change your mind. We're going to change you.
We don't just change the world. We change you.
We change you, and he means the changing of our actual genome.
And Harari came out a few months ago and said, we're going to make you change. We're going to take you away and help you.
Did you see his clip about what he was going to do, what they should do for Africa? It was amazing. He said that, we're going to have clone farms in Africa. We won't need any more people because we'll just create the people in clone farms in Africa. He said clone farms. Creating people out of test tubes, which the Royal Society wrote about back in the 1920s and 30s. Lord Birkenhead, Bertrand Russell, they wrote Aldous Huxley, Brave New World. It's like there won't be people. There will be people coming out of test tubes. And Harari says that's what we're going
to
do.
And they're training us to hate each other. They're cutting off the resources. While they then build all these super expensive things. Oh, there's no money to fix your broken back in Canada. The government says you can kill yourself, but we're going to pay $100,000 for a womb transplant for a man.
I did a satire piece in 2016 that got a little bit of notoriety, and I dressed up as a future non-binary pope. I had a French fry hat as my mitre, and I was talking about how in the future you will live inside of a Walmart or inside of a Target. I was joking. Now they're creating 15-minute cities where essentially you're under lockdown and you will live in a Target or a Walmart and everything will be within walking distance. You won't be able to drive. You won't have the right to do an exercise, free commerce, free market, none of that. That's all going away. And it's because we saw in the last 3 years that the lockdowns were so great for Mother Earth. Now we need lockdowns for 15-minute cities. You don't need to drive anywhere. Everything will be a circular economy, Klaus says. TED Talks from Ida Alkin, part of the World Economic Forum, they say, it will be a circular economy. You don't need to own anything. You will share everything. You will share underwear. You literally will share the whitey-tidies of the guy down the road from you. And I'm not joking about...
You know, you will own nothing, you will have nothing, you will like it.
Even to the point of clothes, like they actually have said. And you went to to New York, and there was a UN thing about these new communal living.
On the UN building, on the fence outside, we shot video of it. I forget the name. Drew is here. He remembers, but they have these big posters up that look like bunkers in World War I or World War II, and it says there will no longer be cities; you will live in communes. And it was just like this nightmare.
Yeah, I put this up on a video where people were analyzing this. I was on with Elijah Schaefer. We did analysis of this, and it's like you're showing the 15-minute cities as part of the lockdowns, and they were arguing that because the lockdowns are so good, now we all understand that. We don't need to travel. We don't need to have that freedom.
That's the gaslighting. Look how wonderful the lockdowns are. The animals are so happy. So are you. Let's do it more. Even though it'll cause mass starvation to death, they're just selling pure dystopia. How do they think this is going to work?
Well, most of the comments were against this, but there was actually quite a few people, I was surprised, who were like, this is what we need. We actually need to go into a prison situation because we're bad. Humans are bad. Faux guilt is a big part of this. Guilt manipulation. You're bad for existing. You're bad for eating meat. Now we need to transition to bugs. Now we need to change your diet. All of which is part of, it's actually a siege. It's part of warfare. If you read these strategists, they talk about attacking the public's food supply. That's the real reason for eating bugs. It's part of changing our view of man.
Well, they've always got to give you a new bridge. We're getting rid of oil and gas, but you'll have electric, which right. They don't even have. They're not even trying to roll out. They don't even have the raw earth material. Same thing. We're getting rid of your cows, but don't worry. We're going to give you crickets and grasshoppers, and that gives you cancer. It's always give you a bridge to hell.
The bridge is the thing that's worse, right? The solution is the thing that is the basically dysgenic operation to get rid of.
And now life's so dystopic, let's just get rid of your body and upload you to the machine, and the ultimate law will be you're not allowed to say that's not really your spirit in the machine.
Alex, Mark Zuckerberg here. I'm so happy that you're going to be living in a Coon pod. You won't need to go anywhere because in the metaverse you can be anything and do everything, and all of your nutrients will be intravenously put into your veins.
They're literally building a matrix pod.
Yeah, you talked about that so long ago. You said that it was actual Pentagon documents that plan the matrix and you living in a pod. It's not the movie that came first. It's actually the plans that inspired the movie to put us into these pods.
And that goes back to the Carnegie Endowment. After World War I, saying, how do we end war? Well, we end the family because men are violent and bad. And next is, well, we have you grow up in a pod and we feed you everything. The VR goggles are the introduction to that. And they admit this.
They said also that those groups, as well as OSS, CIA, Frankfurt School. So the Frankfurt School Marxists, they were actually supported by the OSS and CIA. And they put out a book saying that we have to attack the archetype of the man. And another way we do that is not just to get rid of the family and the patriarch in the family. We also have to attack the notion of God the Father. That's the key role of the feminist movement. That's the key role of the radical movements that are going on now. Jacques Attali, in his book, Brief History of the Future, he says that the transhumanists are the tip of the spear for hyper-democracy, which is to get rid of humanity, to put us into, in his own words, a global brain. That is the matrix that Alex has been talking about for so long.
I want to get to the big question that I mentioned next segment. Who runs it? What's their end game goal? And then how do we stop them? But please continue the timing on the segment.
Yeah, so if you go back to a lot of these documents, which will segue into who's running all of this, you go back 100 years and you've got these figures who adopted the notion of technocracy. Technocracy comes out of ultimately Plato. You can go back to the Republic, his idea of techne. Techne being this idea, not in his day of computers, but this idea of mathematical quantification of all of society. So every area of life is run in terms of a mathematical grid. And Plato says the philosopher king, you know, he kind of studies math and geometry on a mountain. He comes back down from the mountain and then he takes all those mathematical principles and he impresses it upon the city state to create the ideal city state. This is resurrected in the French revolutionaries. They had the same idea of creating the ideal communal republic. So it is a form of communism, socialism. And this is where we get panopticism. Panopticism is the idea that all areas of life, everything you do is tracked and traced so that you will self-police yourself. That's what panopticism is really about. And Jeremy Bentham championed that idea as part of the British East India Company, all that kind of, he was part of that Royal Society clique. And then the British Empire sort of takes on this Malthusian and ultimately technocratic attitude. The same people that I'm talking about from the Royal Society, from the people behind the UN, the people behind the IMF, the World Bank, the CFR, all of that's the same people. It's the Fabian Society. They all want to institute this technocratic governance. And so what you're seeing that was planned 100 years ago in H.G. Wells and all these characters is now being rolled out. That proves that it's a continuity of agenda. It proves that it's part of a long-term plan. Otherwise, how would Bertrand Russell, Lord Birkenhead, all these people 100 years ago write about what is rolling out right now if it was not a coordinated plan for that whole century?
Well, I have to say, studying this, not just from the Bible or history or all the ancient cultures saying aliens are involved in our development, fallen angels, whatever you want to call it, or they didn't develop us, but they're here and are trying to hijack us, take control of us because we're really more advanced than they are. We just are in more of an embryonic form. I have to say, to me, it's off-world, interdimensional, that's directing, because it's all so anti-human, so nasty, so hateful. We'll talk about how far down the rabbit hole goes with Jay Dyer straight ahead, and you can find Jay's excellent work at jaysanalysis.com and his books and all his material. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
So much insane news breaking at InfoWars.com. Look at these headlines. Yale professor, mass suicide and mass seppuku of Japanese elderly population, only solution to aging society, teaching us to kill each other as they turn the resources off as a solution. Hazmat expert on Ohio train derailment disaster. We nuked a town with chemicals and lit it on fire to get rid of it to get a railroad open. Here's another one. Bizarre movie about the derailment and airborne toxic event in Ohio. Film of the real thing just happened. Can't make this stuff up. Jay Dyer is here with us for Jay's Analysis, great author, researcher, expert on the New World Order. My big question's about who really runs the New World Order, what is their goal, how do we stop them? Million-foot view here.
Yeah, so million-foot view ultimately is there's some kind of interdimensional force. I think it's Luciferian, it's satanic, it's a demonic force. And that's why we see such a commonality in ancient cultures to, for example, have human sacrifice. Why would it be that all ancient cultures and civilizations have some idea of human sacrifice? Now, we find in, you know, the biblical tradition this unique change where with Mosaic Revelation we begin to have the banning of human sacrifice. And then that passes, I think, into Christianity. Where
Abrahamic.
Yeah, exactly. Then we have the ending of this demonic practice. But I think, you know, people that have done a lot of DMT, a lot of LSD, a lot of these kinds of drugs, well, the shamanic traditions, they all have this commonality where these entities do speak. These entities do give messages, and they may even give technology. I think that's very possible. A lot of these MKUltra doctors, John C. Lilly, they talked about floating in the float tanks and talking to the aliens. And what do the aliens say? Well, it just happens to be the same thing that the machine elves of Terrence McKenna say, right?
You need to create a new world order. And if you just kill everyone, then we'll have world peace.
Right, Terrence McKenna. So why would they all have the same message? Why would they have the same and you go watch a bunch of the people's DMT trip reports on YouTube. Everybody has the same experience. I was floating in the floating and like the machine elves told me that like if we create a world government or whatever, that like then everybody will have world peace, right? So it's like it's the same message every time. That message of depopulating, which the machine elves always say, right? It's the same message as the ancient human sacrifice cult, the Aztec, you know, Mayans. You talked about this. It's in that UN report about bringing back human sacrifice. If you go and read Arthur Koestler's Ghost in the Machine, he talks about how great human sacrifice was in the ancient cultures. He was a former Marxist, became a British Order of the British Empire, was raised to this status of elite geopolitical philosopher. And he writes in there that we need to draw everybody's food and water, eat the bugs, to reduce the population. And that will be what will bring about world peace. It's always the same message.
Of course, cutting food and water off creates war, guaranteed.
Absolutely. Well, war is one of those things Bertrand Russell says that would be a great means to depopulate. And then he says, well, of course, if we can't use war, then perhaps we should use a black plague. Perhaps it could be a pathogen to get rid of most of the population.
And we'll use diet injections and injunctions to make it impossible for the sheep to rebel.
And he's pictured as this leftist, right? But if you read the Impact of Science on Society, by the end of the book, he says that we actually should have a new black plague, and we actually should have this mass operation so that we can have Plato's ideal city-state for the whole world.
Yeah. So when people get caught up in what big group is running it, it's the same globalists at the top of all the groups that then meet at the roundtables or the Committee of 300s.
Absolutely, yeah. John Coleman's excellent book. Jamie, my wife, just said she just finished reading that for her first time. She's going to be doing a podcast on her channel on John Coleman over on YouTube.
And how do we find her great work?
Her work's over at YouTube. Out of This World is her podcast, Jamie Hanshaw on YouTube. And she'll be on Rockfin as well. But, yeah, so this is a coordinated plan, coordinated agenda. And when we get to the human domain, this human level, right, so we have the spiritual element up here, which is kind of over centuries and millennia, which is demonic. And then we have this human domain, human element. This is what you're talking about with these different people from the different religions, the world religions. They have people that go and will meet in these steering committees. They will meet in these groups. And it's not just political. That's the point here, right? There's a huge element to this, which is religious. And a lot of people miss this because we get caught up in, you know, the war and the geopolitics, which is important. That's key. But a huge element of this is religious engineering, religious manipulation. That's why they have elements of people embedded within the Vatican for the last 50, 60 years, back to Vatican II. There's whole books. Intelligence analysts have been writing on this. Even Cold Warriors have been writing books about how there was infiltration done to co-opt, not destroy the papacy in the Vatican, but co-opt it into where we have this liberal pope pushing Pachamama, a human sacrifice deity in the last few years, as a part of the Catholic religion now. Pachamama, a human sacrifice deity out of the Amazon, is now part of the Catholic syncretist sort of post-Vatican II liberalized agenda to fit into this world religion.
Wow, what's it building towards?
It's building towards some kind of crescendo where they have these actuaries where they do it in decade-long delineaments, right? So, for example, you read Brief History of the Future by Jacques Attali. He wrote back in 2006 that by 2030, 2040, 2050, these are key decades which certain elements have to be in place. So moving into the 2030, it's basically parallel with what is in that famous World Economic Forum video of the 8 points that you'll expect by 2030.
Bringing down the system, already starting massive depopulation, bringing in the cashless society, taking over the human body.
CBDCs, changing the DNA, open borders is in that 8-point plan, no borders, no eating meat, that's in the 8-point plan. Alien life is in the 8-point plan by 2030. And then by 2040, 2050, it gets even crazier where you have by 2040, you have the full-on tech thing in place where everything is under Skynet, everything is under the Internet of Things. If you read Klaus's Fourth Industrial Revolution, the last third of the book, that's exactly what he says. We will have the full Skynet in place by the 2040, 2050, right? And that will be when everything is controlled. 2050 is the key date that they all list as that's when the population is down to nothing. That's when it's the robots running everything, I Am Robot, all of that. Isaac Asimov, literally by 2050 is the plan.
And, of course, they're selling their minions, the priest class, that they're actually going to be part of this new utopia. But they're fools. Obviously, they're not going to be. This is a plan to end everything.
Absolutely. Post-human. Post-industrial civilization, right? Moving into a fourth revolution. So he's likening it to the previous industrial revolution. Now this is a new revolution that is after humanity. That's the key point here, right? So we're coming post-human. What humans were will no longer be. So this is why a lot of people have a hard time with this, is because they can't understand that it's this wide-ranging, that it's this wild, that it is a mad science plan to go beyond the human into a synthesized silicon-based life form, HAL 9000, this kind of
thing. How's it going for them, A, and B, how do we stop it?
So a lot of people have woken up. As you know, you're at the tip of the spear of waking people up for, to this whole agenda for so long. I think that memes have done a great job in undoing a lot of this. So many people have seen the ridiculousness of what Klaus and these characters come out with. They've seen the contradictions.
There's been lots of authoritarian regimes that wanted to play God. The French Revolution was a proto-example of the very same people. It doesn't have to succeed.
Yeah, and their model was technocracy as well. And you look at the Committee for Public Safety, tens of thousands of people lose their head because they're part of bourgeoisie. They're part of sins against the collective. And that's exactly what they're going to put in place. The only difference is that it's not run by a bunch of low-level Marxists. It's run by the Fortune 100, Fortune 500, which are the people that attend Bilderberg and Trilateral and CFR.
Well, the social credit score.
Exactly. CBDCs. Yeah.
Scanning everything you do.
And shutting down when you commit a no-no word. When you say, 10 years ago you said a bad word on Instagram, on Facebook, so now you don't get your credits this week. Bertrand Russell said 100 years ago you would have credits that don't roll over, and you would be punished for the bad things that you say against the collective world government.
And remember the movie Demolition Man from the early 90s?
Yes.
Where you say a cuss word and it fines you?
Yeah, you immediately get fined because there's these monitors everywhere, and they listen to everything that you say. And so if you say, and that one's great because that movie understood that it would actually be a social justice future, right? So anything,
well, they're telling you.
Anything you hurt, anything you say that hurts somebody, you get fined, exactly.
But, of course, the technocrats were using it for total control.
Right, and it has false flags. They're staging terror.
I've got articles today where cities around the country are admitting they put hidden microphones around in the buildings, in the government buildings, and on the streets to listen to you. And they said, big deal, it's for your own good.
This is 1984. That's cliche. We all talk about 1984 Orwell, but that's what he was writing about, that the Fabian Society, the Fabian elite technocrats, that's what INGSOC is, English socialism, is the implementation of this total surveillance so that you would self-police. That's panopticism. Panopticism is not that you get tracked by some government agent that comes to your door. That might happen, but it's ultimately to train you to police yourself so that you no longer have the freedom to speak.
And then the sheep think, we'll get out of this lockdown, we'll get out of this tyranny, if people will just do what they're told. But really, the more you do what you're told, the more you're in the trap.
The worse it gets, yeah. I mean, how many times have we seen people kowtowing to the mob, and then what is the mob? They just smell blood, and they want more, right? It doesn't go away. It doesn't stop. You have to say no. You have to not be a part of any of this system as best you can.
Yeah. All right, I want to invite you and your wife, because I watch your podcast all the time. My wife watches it, and she's just as smart and interesting as you are. We ought to do a commercial-free remotely, like 2-3-hour podcast sometime soon. Those go viral. But you guys ought to come back soon. We can do the whole show together in here and have everybody on.
Absolutely. It'd be great.
All right, let's do 15 more minutes and Gerald Celente takes over. I'm just going to sit back and let you host, or I'll take over, as I always do. We come back, a little short 5-minute segment that we join some stations. We'll have a 10-minute segment, and then Gerald Celente takes over. Remember, folks, we're listener-supported, InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for all the support. Keep us on the air. This is a very important topic, so we all appreciate you spreading the word.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.